Welcome to hour three of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. We got Mike the Big Zamboni here.
Honk, honk.
Honkity honk.
Boy, do our listeners know you.
Oh, yeah, they really like you.
Me?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, they like Mike.
Oh, they do like Mike, because they're always like, make sure you say please to Mike, and Mike is a good guy. And a lot of that stuff. And it's like, yeah, we probably should.
They're all signed the Ganger family.
I'll just let everyone know you guys always say thank you and please at the end of the show. So you don't have to say it every single time like some emailers wish you would.
You know, I've seen some people used to email us on the news and they would get mad at the anchors for saying thank you to the reporters because they were like, they're just doing their job. Like, you don't need to say, thanks for that report, Amy.
It's like, you need a way to close the, you know, to transition.
I think they're thinking more like, Amy Dunzo. Overnight, a fire broke out in a three-story apartment.
And then Amy just jumps in. And then when they come back, they're like, in other news.
Yeah. So she would say,
back to
Amy
you,
Glockenspiel, 42 News. And then they would just say, the Twins are set to start a three-game homestand,
okay,
as opposed to, thanks, Amy.
Okay.
It's odd, though, the viewers that are like, you know what's really, chapping my behind today?
Right? Like, that's what's bothering you?
This politeness that I'm hearing on the public airwaves. To whom it may concern.
What were you talking about?
Sarah emailed, before we come back from commercial break and Donna freaks out over the cost of the hose, think about it like this. Buy one and have it last multiple seasons, or buy cheap ones every season. You're welcome, Steve. Thank you, Sarah, for that. That is true. I tried those expandable pocket miracle hoses.
That's what I wanted.
They suck.
Okay.
I've never had one. I've gotten different ones. I bought them online. I bought them at Blom Lipo. Never have I found one that actually stands up to the test of time. But the bionic steel, and I know, Donna.
Yes.
Sounds like it's something that describes me. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
In your mind, yes.
It's kinked one time in 2 years, and it was an easy kink. And it was because I never had it on a roll-up thing. I literally just had it in a messy pile on rocks.
I think I just texted Matt Belanger, how long is your hose?
So I'm going to have you put the phone down.
Because you were saying 100 feet. Okay, I better. Yeah, okay, should I rephrase that? What kind of hose do you have?
It only makes it worse if you do.
All right, I'll just wait for a response.
Yeah, because now if you put like asterisk garden. I just feel like you just shouldn't have done that.
I'm writing garden. Okay.
Or you could turn it on him and say, garden hose, you pervert.
Too late.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, we do have some content here other than this garbage. There is a Ron Howard documentary coming out to Disney Plus in May on puppeteer Jim Henson. It looks really good.
Yeah, I love Jim Henson. I love everything that he created, you know? And so I think it would be interesting to see a documentary about him.
Do you want to hear like 90 seconds?
Yes, I listened to it this morning and it made me feel good.
Yeah, me too.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side.
From a very early age, he had the feeling that he was here for a purpose.
Holy. Characters come about from many different ways.
It was my mother's coat and a ping pong ball.
That's how it all started.
He had so many ideas and so many things he wanted to do. His inner life must have been sparkling.
The space he gave to an expression of imagination. I see that in everything that he did.
I love you.
Aww. I love you too.
Aww. Okay.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions.
There was nothing that Jim didn't entertain.
And everything was getting a little bit bigger.
Becoming famous was what he wanted, that there was an innocence getting lost. Was going to impact his relationship with us and everything that was complex.
He wanted to do more than is humanly possible.
That idea that time could run out,
it was just unthinkable.
Oh, that song, huh?
If Jim was here. I just have to thank him.
Fearless. Okay, that looks really good. I love documentaries.
He died at only the age of 53.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think about Jim Henson too. Like, if you think about actors, they can bring to life incredible characters, and that is really cool. But when you're watching that documentary and you see the Muppets.
Right, and the creations, yeah.
He.
The detail.
Like, brought a new thing into the world. Like, he made the world and television look different because of all of these. Mm-hmm. Like, when they cut to this wide shot of the Muppet Show entrance, where it looks like Hollywood squares on steroids, right? All these mm-hmm. different spots for all these different Muppets. It's just like, wow, he brought all of them into the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Into the world. Just really, really cool.
Beautiful.
Really cool.
Really great.
I'm interested in that.
We'll have to remember this. It'll come up again. It'll be like, don't forget that Jim Henson documentary is out. Did you see this Owen Wilson story?
I did. I did see that. That's quite a payday to turn down. Oh, $12 million that he was offered.
Oh.
And he was offered this to play Douglas McCann, a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in some conspiracy theories regarding O.J. Simpson and the 1995 murder trial. Joshua Newton says that Owen backed out of the movie after he read the whole script. Key, gotta read that whole script.
Yeah.
And he realized that it suggested OJ was innocent. Owen supposedly told him, wow, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it, you gotta be kidding me.
Good.
The movie's been in development for 9 years. Not much of it has been shot yet, but Joshua Newton did release a brief teaser featuring OJ, played by an actor, Boris Kodjoe, and OJ is in the electric chair.
Oh my gosh.
OJ, of course, passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to relive all this.
I feel like we already did.
I feel like it's been going on a lot.
Yeah, and the ESPN had a great docuseries about it a few years ago. And then we had the FX American Crime Story,
which was fantastic.
But I feel like I lived it there.
Yeah.
I don't need it again.
Yeah. It was dark, and that went on for a long time. And then that poor family, both, you know.
Oh, yeah. The Brown family, the Goldman family.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have to go through all that. Yeah, and even to the Simpson family. Remember, his family, they're not all OJ, right? They're each individual people.
Right, 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 right. And you have to live with knowing, you know, anyway. Anyway, goodbye.
See you, Donna. Hey, you know what we should do? We should come back.
All right.
We have a study.
Hmm.
8 bad habits that make you age faster.
Great.
Hey.
Hey.
You just got all dolled up. You're looking great. You're ready to slay some dragons today, queen. Go get that new client.
Okay.
But anyway, 8 bad habits that'll make you age faster. We're going to help you stay younger longer. When we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. You recognize this voice from years of local afternoon television. It's me, Steve Patterson. And after serving a company mandated suspension, I'm back.
You're a dork. Do you want to do a study?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
On the count of 40. Ready? One, two,
Mississippi.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown
they've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I'm Donna.
Hi. I'm Steve Patterson.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
What do you mean? By saying my name? Oh, we have a little debate up on our Facebook page right now.
Oh, great.
And it, let me go back to it here. It is on the My Talk Instagram page.
Okay.
If you don't follow it, follow us on social media.
Okay.
And it is you and I debating whether or not you should have gift lists for yourself.
Oh, all so right.
It's what, a debate where about are we? That.
What, how do people feel?
I
bet it's split down the
Bradley
middle.
Says wish list for the win.
Thank you.
He's nuts. He's around here too much right now.
I know. He's really girming us a lot.
I love the idea of a gift registry. Muffy says, meh, thumbs down. Love the wish list, says Danadu. Depending on the situation, there is merit in both ideas. Love you, Donna and Steve.
Thank you.
Steve on this one. No registry, LOL.
Okay.
I'd rather the wish list versus the tacky folks asking for money on Cash App for their birthday.
Oh, wow. You know what I don't like?
You know what I hate? I never wonder.
And I've said it before. I will say it again. I don't like, hi, we're getting married at a destination.
Don't
wedding.
Do that voice, Donna. You're leading the witness.
You can contribute to one of our adventures, like horseback riding or scuba diving.
Why do you find this to be? Why
do you just say I want money and then you use it however you want? Like, don't relegate this to that and that to this.
No, but if they say we've had this discussion before.
By Menon.
Couldn't think of one. I feel like you're taking a position that you don't really believe because
no, I do.
If
here's a gift card for $200.
No, but if the alternative
go horseback riding, I don't care.
Okay.
Go on an excursion, go on a sunset cruise, do whatever you want with it. Don't just start putting stuff. It's just a lot.
No, but if it's not a lot. It's just, here is what I don't think you would agree with. If somebody sent you an invitation for their wedding and they said, and please send us cash, you would come in here wearing your dirty, ragged clothes, kind of dusty, a little stench. And then you would say, you know, I got this invitation. And you'll never guess the goal. They just asked for money. Like, what am I, an ATM? What am I, a bank? Whereas when they say, hey, we're going on our honeymoon and we would love to go horseback riding on the beach, I think there's merit to the idea of here's what the money is going to be used for. So that instead of feeling like, oh, this is very transactional, which it all is at the end of the day, you say, I'm helping to put a smile on their face because they're going to get to do this on their long awaited honeymoon.
This. All right. We're never going to get to our study. So it's, let me just say
like,
this.
Don't drink, don't stay out in the sun,
yeah,
eat
whatever.
Good food.
Yeah, don't smoke, all that stuff. Okay. There you go.
Had we not gotten off topic here, we would have sold that to you, though, like a good story. Really? Too much sun because of the rays, right? Okay, continue. I'm writing this down.
And get a lot of sleep. And drink water. My thing is, I would much prefer, let's just say, this is how I would do it. If I were getting married, I have a website. Okay, go to theknot.com, whatever. Here's my date. Here's the registry. I'd say something like, we feel free to donate to our honeymoon fund. Here are the things that we are going to be doing. Horseback riding, sunset cruise, scuba diving. We're going to see a volcano. Just tell me that. I know it's all going to the same place. Why do you have to divvy it up into like little pies?
What do you care?
I don't know. I'm a visual person.
Then this is extra visual. Donna, you're a person who loves to overcomplicate things. This is kind of what you do.
I have no problem giving money. So I wouldn't be like, oh, can you believe they asked for money? I wouldn't even ask them what they want. I would just give them money.
I like the idea of seeing 8 different options and then saying, oh, you know what? Cool. Yeah, let's contribute. We've loved kayaking too. Let's contribute to their kayaking adventure. Boom. $100 goes there, or in your case, probably 10. $100 goes there. and then we wish them well, as opposed to it's just used blobby on the honeymoon, which I would also be okay with. But I
you
feel
think
like
the couple is divvying all that up? It's going to one Venmo account. I almost guarantee it.
You know, I think what they're trying to do is be more
mindful,
thoughtful of the person who might give them the money. To say, maybe this will give you a little bit more of a personal connection. Yes, it will all go into an account. They don't have 8 separate Capital
That's what I'm saying.
One 360 accounts.
I think what I'm thinking why don't you just say
this?
It in the thank you note? Oh my gosh, thank you so much for the money. We're using it towards a down payment on a house. Thank you so much. That went to our horseback riding fund.
It's the part that you don't like, and I do find this befuddling.
I don't like to be told what to do.
Okay, so it's power. It's power and pride, my friends.
It's complicated.
But it's not, friend. What if I told you it wasn't?
Okay.
Where you could just look and be like, oh, that one seems interesting. Boom. You don't have to like talk to your pastor about it. Just boom, click a box. And it's like, oh, kayaking, horseback riding. Oh, sunset cruise, that's fun. Boom.
But then they have goals.
And if it's already met?
Then it's like, oh, they're $30 from their goal. Should I put 30 in there and then 150 somewhere else? Like, it's just.
Oh, stop. Don't act like you're dropping $180 on somebody.
I would if it's a family member. I don't think I would give anything less than $100 to any wedding.
Yeah. No, it's $100 cover charge.
Especially as a couple.
In Indian culture, Indian, my wife is half Indian. We had an Indian reception in California after we had like a traditional American wedding in Pittsburgh. And her dad said, and we had gotten so many spatulas and blenders and all that stuff. He stepped in, wrote the invitation, sent it, you know, it's me, Tushar Khandabai Desai. On my behalf, I want to invite you to the wedding reception for Lauren and Steve. And no boxed gifts, please. And that meant check after check. And the fun thing was, you never got $100. It was always 101.
Oh, cute.
There's something about this like little for good luck extra dollar.
Yeah.
You would have probably hated that, though. You would have been like,
no.
I could have just wrote 100 and then the line at the end of the check. But now I have to write and one. Why does it have to be so complicated?
No, honestly, people on the East Coast do not give gifts. That is for the shower. After the shower, gifts are done. It's all envelopes. That's it. There's a box, envelopes. You might see 3 or 4 gifts on a table, but that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you do you. Sorry I blew up everyone.
No, it's okay. You get your opinion. Again, people are going to agree with you. They're going to agree with me. It's fine.
It's fine. We're all friends. I know it's a weird thing to be irritated by, but I'm also irritated by waitresses filling my water when I'm not finished with the first
Which
one.
Is how I genuinely say we've got a good waitress or waiter. And to you, it irritates you. When they top my coffee off.
Because I want to count.
Or my soda.
Yeah.
I want to count how much fun I'm having. A lot of it. Fill it up! All right.
I don't know what we're doing next.
Hey, Clumpy's here. I just saw him.
DJ Rec Lobster.
Yeah, he's coming in. It's Thursday, 11:30. Every Thursday at 11:30, we do Throwback Thursday Music Trivia. We don't know what it's about, but you get to play along. It's a musical journey. We invite you to join. Next, Donna, Steve, my talk.
Hey there. You know, it's spring break time, right? Some have gone on it. Some may be on it now. Some are about to. It was spring break last year where I said to myself, you know what? This is going to be my last hurrah of eating foods that are putting the pounds on for me. I don't like the way I look in the mirror. I don't like the way I look in pictures. Can you please help me, doctor and his team at MNFatLoss.com? And they did. I said farewell to those foods and I came back. I went on the 2-month MNFatLoss.com reduction phase. I lost about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s at the start. I ended in the low 170s. It's a year later. I'm still in the low 170s. Why? Because it's not a trick. You get to learn good foods and good habits and watch those pounds come off. You don't need to eat prepackaged food, all that stuff, no weird drugs. Call them up today. Get a free consultation. If you tell them Rocco from MyTalk sent you, you'll save $200.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun. Should we read some emails?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can read some emails. That's we'll call to fun. Find out the soup of the day here in a moment.
Yeah, we always do.
If you're a first-time listener, we call our internal cafeteria here that is not open to the public to find out what the soup of the day is. Because, gosh darn it, it's about lunchtime. And we just want to know. And I'm hungry. I've been doing this skipping breakfast. Start eating at noon thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to lose like 30 to 60 pounds by Monday. And so we're doing all right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we have one from Vicky sent an email. This is a grab bag from what you've missed already in the show. You can always, if you miss anything, download our podcast. With the exclusion of yesterday's, we had some technical issues. But yeah,
we'll get back to it. It'll get back today. Up a little bit.
Wish list gift / money talk. Hey, Donna, I am with you, says Vicky. I guess I'm going to put out a list for my facelift and boob augmentation surgery. Great to hope to look young again. Woohoo!
That's funny. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Donna, you have to look at the, writes Roseanne, we want to go horseback riding as an item on a gift registry.
Okay, that's
so instead
fair.
Instead of spatula, you're buying them a horseback riding.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's see here. Ryan writes, Blink-182, twice today, this song sucks. Almost to the Lewis Capaldi level. All right, so there's an uprising here with that Blink-182 song.
I have one here from Gina who wants to know what the Warren Zevon song was that I mentioned about my aunt's funeral.
Yeah.
I think it's called Keep Me in Your Heart. It's beautiful. Maybe Mike could pull it up if he was.
Yeah. Where did that guy go?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Whoa. Marco, what are you doing?
He asked me to stick around just in case. But yeah, let me find that.
Oh,
song
no.
There. Just in case what? We brought up Throwback Thursday?
No, he has another show to do, man.
Oh.
What do you guys
Donna
do?
Donna just
you guys,
pointed,
go
Donna
you guys are sitting there
butt.
Slurping soup, and Mike's working the rest of the day.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Donna thinks Mike's okay. having diarrhea.
Wait, let's see.
Keep me in your heart for
yep.
a while.
It's beautiful.
If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less.
Picture a female singing this.
Keep me in your heart.
Like a Kelly Clarkson.
I am, but with this voice.
When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for
that's
one.
Sweet.
Isn't that pretty?
That is. Lyrically, that's
There's
nice.
And if you don't like his voice on this, I mean, I could easily see like a Kelly Clarkson.
You know whose voice he kind of reminds me of? And Clompy, if you're over there and you're bringing stuff up like a freaking DJ, Arlo Guthrie.
Okay, sure.
Who had a train they call the City of New Orleans. Yeah, but he had like a little bit of that sort of a whiny voice. And he also had Alice's Restaurant, which is a really fun, odd song if you haven't ever heard that before.
Very long. It's a great bathroom song.
But that Warren Zevon was giving me some Guthrie vibes. I remember my dad taught me to play this on the guitar, and I always loved it. It's a very satisfying chorus.
Your dad
and the
sounds
beginning,
like he
you know?
Was a cool cat, you know?
Yeah, I was the only one who learned how to play the guitar. And so he was like, oh, I know this song and I know this song. And then we'd learn them, we'd play them together. It was fun.
Yeah, if you're the fun. Youngest, the youngest always gets.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me. Mike's back, so I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Maybe I'll see you in the soup line.
Hey, I'm going down. And then I'll record with you before I leave, Rocco.
Yeah, Donna's recording too. It's going to be quite a day.
Oh, my God. We're going to have a whole recording session. What
nice,
time do you
bro.
Have to record, Steve?
I guess I'll record after you record.
Okay, do you want to hang out during my session?
Oh, no, I'm actually planning on like eating a salad and maybe editing a podcast.
Okay,
it's one of
do
the
you
nervous parts of the
edit
jobs.
My hour?
Like definitely not because I actually have a hair appointment to get to, but
okay,
I will do 2 hours of the show. That is true. Your mic just cut out.
That was
perfect.
Rock
it cut out at the perfect point.
It.
No, it was great. This today, Donna sends me a text message this morning and said, "Hey, I've got like the show pretty much all prepped. Lead whatever you want." But there's just a few spots that need filled. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Why is she sending me this?
There's
that was really nice.
There's you know, a lot of stuff today.
Some days it's a fat calf and some days it's not. And today was a fat calf and
yeah,
it was like tons of stuff. So then I was just able to open up, find a couple stories here and there, and then just read all of her stories.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it was really nice. And I think we should continue that moving forward.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it can't be.
If you're hungry today,
so down to the cafe.
Hey, what up, Bay?
Wow, that was fast.
Hey, Brian, let's talk about the stir fry before we get to the soup of the day.
Got it.
What's happening with this stir fry?
So I got a beef or a spicy beef, like Szechuan style, and then a chicken teriyaki.
What's the, is this on fried rice?
No, just regular plain seasoned rice.
What do you think? It's like health-wise, is this good, bad?
Sodium's high. I don't know if you're concerned about carbs with the rice.
I'm a little concerned about sodium right now.
Yeah, you don't want to puff out.
Yeah, I'm trying to de-puff.
Maybe you should drink a gallon of water afterwards.
Yeah, there you go.
And you'll be fine.
I'm going to get the salad. I love the salad bar.
It's great.
Got it.
And I'll do that. I would love to know the soup of the day.
It is a broth-based sweet and sour shrimp.
Whoa.
Well, what do you think the sodium level is on that?
Not as bad. The sauce isn't as thick and a little brothy, pretty tame.
That sounds good. Sweet and sour shrimp.
Yeah, that sounds different.
SSS, am I right?
Yeah. I got an echo going. This is weird.
Oh, man, just so you're a pro. Everything's going good, man.
Yeah,
Shelly got some baked goods down there.
Yeah, she's got the chocolate Rice Krispie bars.
Beautiful.
Do you think she was really offended when I said that she's a fake baker?
Oh, yeah, she talks about it all the time.
I forget. All right.
I think her mean mugging you is actually a real thing. I don't think it's a game.
It has seemed less jokey and more intimidating. I'm like, hi, I just got the soup. And then she's just looking at me like she wants to punch me in the neck.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Sometimes you rub people the wrong way. Remember you used to dance in front of our...
Sharon.
Sharon at the front desk. And she'd be like, go away.
Wazowski. Yeah. All right. We got to go run the radio.
Nah. Bye, Brian.
All right.
All right.
Mike, we love you.
Love you.
And we thank you.
Great work
today. Yes, you too.
Have fun with Bradley and Dawn. After Bradley and Dawn, it'll be Low J. All sorts of fun. Thanks so much for listening, hanging out, and emailing. We love
you. Bye.